We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Reish Yud Tet in the Mosadar of Kook edition and Tzadi Zayin in the Machon Shalem edition. So the Aran had been discussing the idea that different mitzvot carry different weights in the world to come. He went out against the Rambam, Maimonides, who says every mitzvah gets us a portion in the world to come. And now he goes back to the pasuk he began the speech with, with what can I greet Hashem? What can I offer Him? And safek shamtziut hazeh kulo, chesed umishpat, chesed pashut. Undoubtedly, this whole existence, this whole world, and the way Hashem does so much good unto us is all His kindness. Kmo shamar katuv, olam chesed yibane. As the verse says, God created a world of kindness. Because we don't have any basis, we haven't done anything that makes us deservant of any good. You can't say, of course I'm healthy, I deserve it. Of course I'm enjoying life, I deserve it. People like to say that. Gives them a sense of confidence in the good that they have. But the truth is, no. אבל טובותיו מתמידות עלינו תמיד. Hashem consistently does good unto us. Umirovet madatan vergelan etzleinu sakalnu bahen. And because we have so much good coming unto us, and because we're so used to all that blessing, so we became foolish. We don't even recognize the good that we have. Kmo shamar hakatuv, anochi tirgalti lefaim kacham al zerootai, velo yadu ki refatim. God says, I've made Ephraim used to it. I carry them on my hands, and they don't even know that I'm the one that cured them. Meaning, Hashem says, I've done so much good unto Ephraim, unto the Jewish people, that they've become foolish. They don't even appreciate it. They don't even appreciate it because it's a habit now, so they don't sense it. The greatest example for this is children. Children get so much from their parents, and the parent could do one thing. I hate you. Okay. But we're all childish that way. We're disappointed in Hashem. We allow ourselves to have expectations and then be disappointed, and then that overshadows everything. Us human beings have this capacity to block out the sun with a penny. You know the mashal of Rav Nachman Mibreslov. You put a penny close enough to your eye, you won't even see the sun. You could block out everything with a penny. You could take the smallest thing, and if you put it close to your eye, then you won't see anything else. Well, the same is with our attitudes. We could take the smallest thing and put that in our focus, and we don't see anything beyond that. Umin ha-tovot ha-gdolot she'etiv Hashem yitvarach aleinu v'chasadim ha-tzumim, and among the great kindness that Hashem has done upon us, and among the great benefits He's given us, hu shashi'er ha-mitzvot b'inyan shetusag asiyatan ben kala v'lo yevo le-torah. Hashem set up the mitzvot in a way that you can attain them. You don't have to kill yourself to do mitzvot. Ki ratza Hashem yitbarach lezakoteinu, because Hashem wanted to give us merits. V'lo tzivanu al avodot ha-kvedot shenakutz ben. Hashem didn't say that we should do things that are very difficult that we'd be disgusted with. Hashem didn't say you got to wake up every morning and lift weights 50 pounds. Go capture a bear. Go sacrifice your kid. The Torah, you look at all the pagan ways and you see that their service was very difficult. You look at the mitzvos and it's within your life. It's within your way of life. It's something that's doable. V'zeu shedorshu b'taniyot, and that's what the Talmud derives in the tractate Ta'anit. Asher lo tziviti v'lo dibarti v'lo alta libi. The prophet says, there are things that I didn't command, I didn't say, and I didn't even consider. Hashem says, I didn't command, that's how the Moabite king took his son and sacrificed him before me. I didn't say, that's Yiftach. Yiftach sacrificed his daughter. God says, I didn't tell him to do that. And I didn't even consider it, that's Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Where Hashem did say, He said something, but Hashem says, that wasn't what I was thinking to begin with. And this is specifically seen when it comes to tshuva. If you want to see how Hashem made our lives workable and made the mitzvos attainable, you could see it in the concept of tshuva. Because logic would dictate she'eved sachal she'imra melech gadol she'etiv lo betachlit atov, that if you have a foolish servant who rebelled against the powerful king who did so much good unto him, she'miten kol horn beito bekofer avono boz yavuzu lo. So the servant says, I want to make it up to you. So he comes to the king. The king has trillions and trillions of dollars. He has all these armies. He has everything you could imagine. Every amenity under the sun. And the servant comes and says, look, I'll give you everything I got. I got a package full of oats. You know, it's like one of the kids once wanted to show that they love their parent a lot. So they went to their treasure chest and they took out all those little filthy pieces of paper that they'd been collecting and all those chewed up pieces of bubble gum, and they brought it to the parent and they said, I love you so much, I want you to have these. So the parent looks at it and says, you can keep them, right? But that's what we do. You have this servant, what can he offer them, the king? A box of oats, what does he have at home? Nothing that the king would even look at. Here we are before God, he has everything, anything and everything. We can't offer him anything. And we're that servant, we did something wrong. So you think if the servant comes to the king and says, I want to make it up to you, here, have a box of oats. So the king says, go fly a kite. You can keep it. We come to Hashem, what can we offer him? V'shiyeh kosef b'tachlit ha-kosef, latet kol ha-sholo gam banav uvnotav b'chaparat chatav. The servant would say, I'll give you anything, just forgive me. You'd think, what would logic dictate? That a person would say, God, if I've done wrong, I'm willing to give up everything if you'd only forgive me. Zaya min ha-ra'uy. That's, in truth, that's what logic would dictate. Avel Hashem yitbarach hekel al zeh. But that's not what Hashem says. Hashem lightened the load on us. U'bachar b'tshuva. Hashem says, what you have to do is change your ways. Repent. V'tziva alehem. We have a mitzvah. Hashem commanded us in this way. U'bi'er inyana b'devar kal me'od. Hashem clarified it. Hashem said it's so easy. V'acharata. A person has to simply regret al she'avar. He has to regret what he did in his past. V'ata v'ata ma'aseh al ha'atid. And do better in the future. That's all. Hashem says, I'm not asking you for all your oats. I'm not asking you for all your wealth. I'm not asking for your kids. I am asking that you become a better person. So here we see it. The Ran says, David HaMelech says, "Bama akadem." What can I offer Hashem? So the Ran says the truth is that Hashem gave us mitzvos that are doable. Hashem didn't expect us to do things that are beyond our capacity. And the prime example of that is tshuva. It's not David, it's the Navi Micha that said it. Ve'vtichanu b'zeh avtacha shlema shim yaseh ken yichupru ha'avonot ha'kodmim legamre. Hashem gives us a promise that if a person does real tshuva, Hashem will forgive his past. V'zeh pele atzum v'chesed nisgav meod. And that's something amazing. That's tremendous kindness. If you think about it, you're not undoing your past by regretting it and by building a better future. You can't undo the past. And nonetheless, Hashem says, I'm willing to consider it as though you did undo the past. So that's not something that we can fathom. We'd never be able to do that. We wouldn't. You lend your neighbor the car, and he bangs it up, and he comes back and says, I'm really sorry. And you say, well, fix it. What do you mean you're really sorry? You know, it was worth $50,000 when I gave it to you. It's worth $15,000 now. Fix it. Hashem says, it's enough that you say you're sorry, and that next time you'll treat my car better. We'd never say that. That's tshuva. Yeah.
So I was going to say though, because we have this concept, and there's no plan now if you don't pay the mikdash, but the offerings that you have, it's not just a matter of saying, you have to actually bring some material from the best of what we have.
Right. So that the Navi says. Hashem didn't ask you for a bear. Hashem said, give me an animal. And if you can't afford an animal, a bird. And if you can't afford a bird, a little bit of flour. So it is the same concept. Even when you have korbanot. And this idea was all explained here by the prophet. Amar al tzad atzah. The prophet says, he says, suggesting that what would really be fitting, what would be logical is that if a person sinned, he should approach it with the following thought. This is what he should say. V'chaper li al chatai. What can I offer Hashem? God, how could I come towards you? What can I do that will gain your forgiveness? Hayaspik li b'zeh shum davar. Is there anything I have that's enough? Hakadmenu bo'olot ba'galim b'nei shana. Can I bring him sacrifices, young calves? Hayirtzeh Hashem b'alfeilim v'chaper al chatai. Is that what Hashem wants? I'll bring him 1,000 animals and he'll forgive me. V'im kol zeh lo yaspik li. And if I think about it, then really that's not doing much. So then, hayaspik li meten bechori lechofer pishi upri bitni letufat chatat nafshi. Would it be enough if I offered God my firstborn? Would it be enough that I gave God the fruits of my stomach, the fruits of a person's life? Is that what would atone for one's sin? That's what the Navi is saying. I got nothing to offer him. If I offer him the best and most precious thing I have nothing to offer him at the end of the day. If I've sinned, so the truth is I have nothing to make it up to Hashem, so to speak. I have His kindness, but I have nothing to offer. And over here, Rabbeinu Yonah was careful. He pointed out, when it comes to the rebellious sins, Shema Mardim, Kmo Shemuzkar B'Yom HaPerek HaMunei Amar, Bechori, Shua Yoter Yakar. When it comes to the rebellious sins, he says, should I offer my firstborn for my rebellious sins? Because the firstborn is more special in that sense. Malachataim Shema Shkagot Amar Pri Bitni. And then he says, and what about the things I did by mistake? Should I offer the other fruits of my stomach, meaning the other children? The prophet is just pointing out that when a person sins, he should realize that really, you're trying to attain something that's very precious. A person has to put at the forefront of his desires, I want forgiveness. I want to make up what I've done wrong. And then nothing should be too expensive in order to attain that. And then a person should approach the idea of tshuva with the idea of, what can I offer? How am I ever going to get there? And then you say, okay, Hashem doesn't want any of this. Hashem doesn't want me to offer my children or my everything I own. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants me to be a better person. And that's what the prophet answers him. Listen, man, you want to know what's good, what God wants of you? You're right. Really, all the things you said are right, but I want you to be a good person. I want you to make up. I want you to be a fair person, an honest person, a modest person, a humble person. That's what I want, as the Navi continues, and as we'll see, Bezrat Hashem, next week.